AM 700 KBYR, Anchorage. It's time for Conversations Unlimited with your host, Dave Stroh.
Good morning and welcome. Let me introduce to you my co-host for this next hour, Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage. He believes that the body has a tremendous power to heal itself and that it just needs no interference for better health. He joins us here at our studios at 9th and Gamble. Good morning, Dr. Kersey, and go Eagles.
Go Birds. The Eagles had no interference this weekend. It was proven.
That is
fantastic.
Good for them, and we'll see you at the Super Bowl.
Yes, I'll be down there during that Super Bowl time, but I'm not paying the astronomical fees to get... Do you know how much a Super Bowl ticket is?
Aren't they in the thousands?
$5,000 for a Super Bowl. Who would do that?
Not me. Hey, let's talk chiropractic
right
here, you and I. According to the book Total Health for Men, which is in my health library, roughly 8 out of 10 men will have back problems at some time during their lives. I thought with a number like that, we should have a conversation with our local chiropractor about preventing a health problem that just troubles a lot of men, myself included. Is the secret behind our strength and mobility as men that bony column of vertebrae, disc, and cartilage with its attached muscles and nerves?
It is, and your statistic is interesting because it used to say, I don't know if your new book says it, but it used to say 80% of all people would be experiencing low back pain at some point in their life. But if you want to talk about men, that's fine. We could do that. But it is a big, huge problem, and it accounts for, I don't know how many billions of dollars in the medical world, and they go to the emergency room with low back pain. They go to the regular doctor with low back pain. And it's been proven that chiropractic is number one for low back pain. Okay, so now we're low back pain doctors, and now we specialize in low back pain, and we can get rid of that. But it's something that we need to be aware of. If 80% of us are going to have low back pain at some point, well, what do we do about it? Do we prevent it? Oh, that would be interesting. Prevention, that's cool. So you want to keep your spinal column in line. You want to make sure all the muscles, ligaments, and joints are holding everything together. You want to make sure there's no pressure on the nerve. We want to make sure there's no aberrant motion of each joint, one upon the other, so we don't have that degenerative change, which can cause disc bulge, herniation, sequestration, and have severe low back pain, sciatic, whatever else. So why wouldn't we prevent things like that, David?
Absolutely. You know, as a society, how are men doing when it comes to taking good care of their backs? And you have seen men's backs and worked with them for over 30 years now.
Yeah. So nobody takes care of themselves like they should. And, you know, we talk about, snow shoveling. Are you shoveling on both sides? No. So, I like throwing to the left. Well, you're going to have a problem. So the one guy was doing Romanian deadlift the other day, and I said, well, what are you doing that for? Well, you know, I want to get all right, so they're good if you do them right, but he showed me how he was doing. He showed me a video. I'm like, no, man, no, look what you're doing. So there's a lot of things that we do, especially, and if you want to talk about men, that's the more goofy of the species.
Of the two, yes.
And we'll do things because we can do it. I'm, you know, I'm 53, but I feel like I'm 22, so I'm just going to do this. And that's going to make sense to me. Some guy was carrying a couch the other day. Oh, I hurt myself carrying a couch. So if you're lifting something and it's not real close to you, that's a problem. So say you're taking a box of paper, right?
Yeah.
You go to Costco, you get a box of paper, and you're holding it, and as you go to try to put that in your car and you bring that away from you, as soon as you bring that load away from your body, there goes the pressure on the low back, right? So that's right at the base of that. And a guy's carrying a couch. I said, well, show me. Well, I was holding it out like this. Well, that's like the worst thing you can do. Well, didn't everybody help? You couldn't wait? No, I couldn't wait. I had to get it done. We have to get it done. You got to get it done now. So if you're trying to hold a couch, like a piece of the sofa out, that's not good. So, we do stupid things all day long.
When you look back over history, how did back pain in men become one of the most common ailments of mankind?
Stupidity.
Okay.
Don't
candy coat it.
So we do the manual labor, and if you think about it, where if we're leaning forward, we talk a lot about tech neck and all those things.
Yes.
But what about forward head posture? If we're leaning forward doing something, not good. So if we're putting all that pressure at the base of the spine, That's where the most interdiscal pressure happens. If you're sitting bent slightly forward at the computer all day, that's more pressure on the lumbar spine than anything else. So we have all these things that we know we shouldn't be doing, but we do them anyway. Lifting incorrectly, picking up, lifting, and twisting without turning our body and putting it down. Those kind of things, and we can do them. We can, but you just have to go out a little bit. When gardening comes up, people go out there and they garden. And instead of doing a little bit at a time and getting your body used to that, but as soon as the spring hits, we're going to go out there, we're going to garden, we're going to do everything. And there's no working up to it. And we tend to do things like all at once.
Everything you just mentioned, is that what causes the vast majority of back problems? And then
that and lack of proper chiropractic care.
Yes.
And lack of proper care. That's a new word for the
vernacular.
Yeah, because I mean, if you think about it, if things are working correctly in your spine and you're getting adjusted, and you're making sure all the things are moving correctly, and you have proper alignment, you're going to be able to do more things. If you're malaligned and you have improper motion of the joints, it's not going to function well. And if it doesn't function well, you're going to have problems. We saw a young lady yesterday. Wow, what a scoliosis. We had to, you know, people say, oh, I got scoliosis. You look at their spine, like, yeah, you don't really have scoliosis. You got a little misalignment here or here. But yesterday, we had a scoliosis. And at 20, I think she was 28, to have severe degenerative changes in the neck, boy, that was an injury. She's like 8 years old when she got injured in a sledding accident. And boy, that was it. I mean, severe degeneration in the neck. You shouldn't be that young to have that much degeneration. And if we don't take care of problems when we're younger, we're going to have problems when we're older. So it's all about taking care of it. And we saw it's all about taking care of yourself when you're younger. I didn't go through with that thought, Dave. I just went on to the next one. We saw a bunch of babies yesterday, and it was really cool to see a bunch of babies. And we like making sure those kids are growing up without problems, and it's fun.
So when somebody brings you a red flag situation and severe scoliosis,
uh-huh,
where do we start?
Well, we start with that was a car accident. So we start with, okay, so you already had an improperly working spine.
Right.
Then you got smashed from the side on a side hit, which is even worse for a scoliosis, right? Because you already have the curvatures going in there, and now we got to get you back to pre-injury status.
Really?
And so that's our job as a chiropractor, any provider. If you're involved in a workers' compensation accident or a personal injury accident, like a car accident, our job is to get you back to pre-injury status, not to get you back to 100%, but just get you back to where we were before the accident. That's our goal. So if we know where we were before, and that's up to the patients to tell us where they were, and then we get you there. Then, after we dismiss you from that case, then if you want to work on other things, that's up to you,
mm-hmm,
and get you aligned properly for the rest of your life. But we have to stop any further degeneration from going on from this person and get them back to where they were before the accident, which was pain-free, by the way. Even though she had degenerative changes and all kinds of problems, pretty much functioning normally. Now she got smashed. Now you got to get her back to normal.
Is it possible to arrest scoliosis, to stop it in its tracks and try to straighten things out?
Yeah, I think it is. And we're not going to perfectly straighten that spine.
Right.
It's been 28 years of that curvature. Now where there's degenerative changes that are stopping us from getting any better. So we're going to align things. We're going to make sure the apexes of the curve are functioning properly so there's not that degenerative change. And I really do think we can prevent it because we've seen people for 25, 30 years that have now not gotten any worse, maybe a little bit better, but not any worse, which is great because, like, if you put a rod in there as a young
person. I was going to ask you about that. What do you
put
think?
A rod in there. Doesn't get any worse now. Doesn't get any better.
Ooh.
And the joints are degenerating, and you have loss of mobility. I'm not a fan. I think with chiropractic care, you can keep that just as it is. And we know that taller, thinner females have more scoliotic problems than others, but they also outgrow them nicer than others. So there's pros and cons to all of it.
Let's bring the conversation back to me, the man.
Yes, the man. The man with low back pain.
Are the spinal discs actually shock absorbers between the vertebrae, and are they built to last forever?
Well, they are. And, well, ooh, yeah. Let's go yes.
Okay.
Let's go. They're built to last as long as you're going to last. It's a ligament, right? It's called the great retaining ligament. It holds everything together. So that shock absorber is a cartilaginous material, that disc material, those annular rings, and with the nucleus pulposus inside of there, and it does act as a shock absorber, but also acts as a spacer too, right, in between the vertebrae, so you can have that nerve freely exit the intervertebral foramen, and that is life without interference, everything working nicely, and we say nature needs no help, just no interference. Well, if you have disc degeneration, you're going to have some interference because that space is smaller, more pressure on nerve, more problems. So yeah, but I think if you keep them healthy, why not? If you keep is my rotator cuff, my four tendons of my rotator cuff, my supraspinatus, infraspinatus, teres minor, and subscapularis, are they meant to last forever? I don't know. Mine's not, but maybe that's just another tendon ligament, right? So how about knees? How about anything else in your body? Well, how long was it meant to last? It was meant to last at least as long as you're going to be on this planet, and we should be able to maintain all the proper systems as long as we're living until we drop.
Dr. Kersey, what happens when a spinal disc cracks open, and how bad would that be in regard to a man's pain?
So that's funny. It's like, so I'm trying to imagine. Can you imagine a cracked disc? So people, oh, you fractured a disc. Oh, you did this. Oh, you slipped the disc.
Right.
Discs don't slip.
They don't, huh?
I just slipped out. No, it's they're attached to that bone. Little Sharpie fibers and the ligaments attachment to the one bone upon the other. So they don't just slip, but they have these little annular rings. And when that little jelly-like material, we call jelly-like material, it's probably not really jelly, but that goes through the annular rings, and then when it completely herniates and that material goes onto that nerve, then that's bad. But it usually happens over time. There can be a big injury where you blow a disc, and that's bad. That's going to be a pretty big injury. But usually the bone will break before the disc does.
I did not know
we'll
that.
See compression fractures, but no disc damage, right? Because the bone will break before that. There's avulsion fractures. The bone will come off of the vertebral end without any other problem. So it's pretty strong. It's not just going to be like, oh, let me just let you go and then slip away. Bye.
When a disc ruptures, is it time for surgery or is it time for a chiropractic adjustment?
Good question, Dave. I have disc degeneration. I have a herniated disc. I can't see a chiropractor.
I don't talk about that like I'm a deer.
No, you don't. No, that was the person yesterday. Oh. So people say that, oh, I have, you can't see me. My medical doctor told me you can't see me because I have disc degeneration. Oh. Is that right? Or I have a disc herniation. You can't see it. Oh, okay. Guess what? If we weren't seeing disc herniations, disc bulges, degenerative disc disease, we wouldn't be able to see people.
And when the doctor makes a statement like that, is that a challenge to you?
I'll take that. It's just lack of knowledge of what we do. I mean, it's really just that. Those chiropractors are crazy. You don't know what I do. I'm not in surgery with you. You're not in my office adjusting patients. You don't know what we do. You don't know how we operate. Maybe you do. Maybe you're one of the medical doctors that comes to our office, and you know how we work and how we function, and you have a little bit of knowledge. But to say you can't see a chiropractor because you have degenerative disc disease or a bulged disc or something else, oh, one wrong move, and you could paralyze. Oh, my God. That is the biggest bunch of crap I've ever heard in my life, and I hear it all 28 years. Oh, be careful because you get paralyzed. Really? When was the last time you heard of that? Never. And it doesn't happen. And now I'm getting a little heated.
Yes, you are.
But we can see people with degenerative disc disease. We can see people with Bose discs. We can see all those people because that's what we do. And we saved a lot of people. You want to hear a great story? It's a great story.
I would love to.
I'm going to tell it. And we had this one guy. I call him Strokey because he had a couple strokes as a younger person, like 30, 34 years old. He comes into my office. I don't know. I probably told you this story before.
No.
I saw his brother yesterday and his sister-in-law. So he comes into my office and he says, he throws this disc on my desk. And he says, I said, what's up? He goes, my brother said you could help me. I said, okay, what do you have? And he couldn't really walk. Severe sciatic neuralgia. And just really, really bad. So
yes.
I looked at his films. I'm like, yeah. That's really bad. And it had a severe disc herniation going down the back of the vertebrae, putting pressure on the nerve. It was terrible. It was like really, really terrible. And so I said, we're going to see you every day. We're going to see you twice a day. And we're going to do that for about 10 days. And he said, what? I said, yeah. I said, I mean, you're looking. He was told by the medical doctor he needed emergency surgery. Emergency. Because apparently he was going to die if he didn't have this surgery. So it was emergency surgery. And his brother urged him to come in, so we brought him in and dressed him in the morning. That night he came in because he couldn't go up on his heels. He couldn't go up on his toes. He couldn't heel or toe walk. Severe sciatic nerve. He was supposed to go on a hunt with his father about 2 weeks. He was going to go on a hunt with the last hunt with his father. And his father's still doing okay, but he's in a facility now. But he's older folks home.
Right.
But yeah, he had a lot of problems. But this was probably their last hunt. So he got adjusted. Comes in the next day. That night I said, same, better, worse. He said, worse. And I said, great, we made a change. Came in the next day, and he looks at me real smug. I said, how you doing? And he goes up on his toes.
Ooh.
And I said, ooh, that's nice. That's what I said, ooh. And then he goes back on his heels. And 10 days later, absolutely pain-free. Absolutely pain-free.
Great.
Goes on a hunt with his dad. It turned out to be the last hunt they ever went on, moose hunting, I think. And he packed out all the moose and did all those things. And he's doing really, really well. And I went to a seminar, like, I don't know, a couple weeks later with the Alaska Chiropractic Society, and we had a medical doctor speaking to us about MRI. So I went up to this doctor, and I knew it was him, but I just wanted to play around a little bit. I'm like, hey, I think I had one of your patients. I said, you know, he came in, and he had a really bad disc bulge and herniation, and I just want to let you know. And he's like completely pain-free. And he looks at me and goes, great, you saved one, and walked away from me. I'm like, you jerk. I mean, he didn't care about the patient. He wanted that surgery. He wanted that money for that surgery. And I still will not refer to that doctor. When I hear that, I steer them away because he wasn't about the patient. He was about you know, getting that surgery in there. And he wasn't very happy that I actually did well for this guy, which it wasn't me doing. It was the body doing it. It was the body's natural ability to heal itself. I just removed the interference, and it did what? It healed.
Yes.
I'm done, Dave. Go ahead with your questions. I have no idea where you're going, but yeah.
How does a flexible back protect a man's body from injury? Because you're always telling me, well, there's some movement in there.
Yeah, we get a little bit of movement in there, and the flexion and extension and rotation and all the things. That's all the things, Dave. So we want the body to move because movement's the key, and we supposedly lose most blood and nerve supply to the disc by age 25. There's some other nerve vessels, mm-hmm. and the recurrent meningeal nerve and all that kind of stuff in there, but we pretty much, it's an avascular tissue. It doesn't have a lot of blood supply. So the movement throughout the day brings nourishment into the body. And one bone upon the other moving is a great way to get that nutrients into the disc and keep things alive. When things stop moving, they die. And you know, the lose it, move it, use it or lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we don't have that mobility, it'll just die. And it dehydrates and it dies and it degenerates and puts more pressure on it. So we like the mobility because that's how we get it. And then at night, we have that imbibition, the drinking of fluids into the disc at night when we sleep. Those of you who are not sleeping well, it's a shame because you're going to do much better with some good rest, and that rest actually helps the disc material grow and takes in fluid into the disc. So, but we want that mobility into the spine so we can get some more nutrients.
When I hear you work on me, I hear you talking to yourself, okay, there's a movement there. How does chiropractic care help a back become more flexible with the adjustments?
Well, I think that we would say that if once we get the mobility into the joint, so with an adjustment, that's going to create the force into the body to allow the joint to move freely. We do a move. Our chiropractic services are hands-only
mm-hmm.
services, and we do get cavitation of the joint. When we move a bone, there's a sound to it,
yes.
and that shows that there is actual mobility going on there. We're not moving it from this point to this point. It's a force into the body, and the body actually knows where it needs to be, gets to back where it needs to be. We're not moving it from here to here. Oh, I need a quarter inch this way or quarter inch. So, but we do have certain lines of drive and different angles to suit each person.
Yes.
But that mobility into the joint space actually it creates further movement.
Is there a right way to stretch the human back?
There's wrong ways. I see them all the time because people bring them to me from TikTok and YouTube and this tube and that tube. Well, I was watching this and I said, but look where your head is. You know, you're stretching your body, but your body's turned one way and then your head's completely turned the other way. My arms go numb when I do this. Why would you do that? Well, that's what they were doing on YouTube. But don't do that. There's just somebody on TikTok or YouTube doing it. Don't do that. So the yoga moves, keep the head straight if you can, because when you're rotating bending your neck and turning your body the entire different direction, I don't like that. It just doesn't seem right for me. There are different mobility poses that you can do that don't interfere with that. But there are right way stretches. We have the cat and the camel stretch. You get all fours and you put your butt in the air and then bring your belly down to the floor. They're great. Planks are great. Planks are actually a really good stretch. It's not really a stretch, but it's a great isometric exercise to keep things tight and actually more flexible. It's wild how that works. Planks with the side bend are great. There's different kind of planks you do. Hanging from a pull-up bar is a fantastic stretch.
Ooh,
it helps for your shoulder, helps for your entire spine. I think that's one of my favorite. I just put a new pull-up bar in this past year at the office so I can hang every day because I think it works wonders.
You are a bodybuilder or a semi-bodybuilder.
Well, I work out.
You work out.
I wouldn't say I'm a bodybuilder because I'm still not that big and I'm still not that strong. But, yeah, I mean, I
work out. Do you stretch?
No. I mean, I hang from a pull-up bar.
Should you?
Yes. I used to stretch a lot more during activities, like when I would go from one exercise to the other, do a little bit of stretching. I still do some stretching, but I don't stretch as much as I should, but I hang in between sets. But, I've been working out since 1983, I think. No, wait, 81. 81? Probably 81, with my dad. Went to the Joe Teach gym at the first thing, and my brother and I started working out in high school. So when I was a freshman in high school, started working out with my brother, and then my other brother joined in, and been working out ever since. And now my kids are like big gym fanatics.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great thing to do. And I've never been on. I've never been to the point where I can get on the stage and say, look at me. But the kid's mom, she's an incredible bodybuilder. She's
amazing.
She's out there. She won some competitions, yeah.
If a man is interested in preventing lower back pain and injury, is exercise at any age an absolute must these days?
It's an absolute must. I mean, it's been that way. We say that you should exercise 20 minutes every other day. No, exercise every single day. And last night, it got a little late, and we were planning on exercising last night, so I'm getting dressed in my gym gear. So I'll go to the gym today after the show, after payroll, after faxing a couple letters, after a staff meeting or team meeting, and I'll go to the gym but before we see patients. But you have to exercise. You have to do something every single day. You're doing it every single day.
Yes.
You're doing it every day. And if we're not doing that, there's a problem. And I just think that everyone should exercise. And everybody's like, oh, I walk, I do this, I do that. And I've been encouraging you to do what? I'm like,
wait.
Pick up the weights, Dave.
Yes.
You got to pick up some weights. And I got schooled by another chiropractor the other day. He says, Kersey, it's old school. Nobody's doing that anymore. It's all interval training. It's all interval training. It's all interval training. It's high intensity interval training. Great. I'm still doing my workouts, and I'm still getting aerobic activity from my weight activity because I'm hitting it hard.
Yes.
But I don't really want to go throw a ball against the wall and run on a treadmill.
No.
I don't like that. Just not my thing. So I do my thing. At least I'm doing something.
Yes.
And if he wants to do his thing, he can do his thing. Maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong. I don't know. But, I think it's good to do different activities and try something new. But then you might try something like a Romanian deadlift for the first time and hurt yourself because you went full bore instead of warming up nicely. So, yeah, then we deal with guy low back pain.
Hey, how important is spinal sleep in relation to back pain?
Yeah, I think it's really good. I mean, really, you really need to get that sleep. We said sleep, right? We said sleep?
Yes.
Sleep, yeah. Spinal sleep, well, any sleep. And then if you're sleeping, you get nutrients into your spine. I mean, it's decompression. It's fantastic, and that's what you should be doing. If you're sleeping on your stomach, stop.
Dr. Kersey, why is it that when I'm resting at night, my back doesn't seem to be?
Really? Oh, that's a tough one because, you have a different back than everybody else, right?
Sure.
So, maybe your back is trying to rest, and maybe now with different chiropractic care, your body's trying to rest. It's trying to decompress, but you have plate screws and other things in there that are not allowing that. So maybe that is resting. Maybe it's trying to get to a state of rest, but it's not allowed to do so. And maybe your upper back and neck are feeling a little bit better. And that's restful at night, but that low back is trying to rest, but it's unable to because of the
hardware. Ah,
yeah,
thank you for that explanation. What's the best position that you can recommend to your patients that they try sleeping in?
I like the back, right? So I go flat on my back.
Really?
And I sleep like I'm in a coffin. So I have my chiropractic pillow, and I have a little. We have the Therapeutica pillow, and it's measured petite, average. large, extra large, and you can buy them on Amazon now because they're too expensive for us to get. We just did an order and we got the wrong sizes. But I like that because it's got a little tail where your neck goes, so you just let your head drop back. So if you lay on your back, you don't want your head elevated. You want it kind of going backwards a little bit, so we have a curve in our spine. So you see those pillows with the little hole? That's meant for your head to go back because we want that curve. So if you're laying on your back flat, it's just beautiful. Well, do I put a pillow underneath my knees? I guess if you want to, you can. That's fine. They say that laying on your left side is better than laying on your right side for the organs. It's supposed to be better, and there's all kinds of stuff out there. If you're laying on your side, just make sure your head's not too far down or too far up. Try to get your nose in line with your chin and chest and belly button and all the way down. You want to be lined up that way. You don't want too big of a pillow, too small of a pillow. People are like, I don't like using a pillow. And you're laying on your side. Yeah, well, that's why we're having problems. So get your head up when you're laying on your side, but if it's too high up, no good. And if you're laying on your stomach, stop. That's it. There's no benefit for laying on your stomach whatsoever.
After 6 to 8 hours of sleeping on your back, you wake up rested?
So lately, it's been really weird, but lately I've been waking up and I'll look and I'll be like, it's 1:15. And I'll look at the clock and be like, 1:13, I was off. Because I have to hit my phone because I don't have a clock in there, so I hit my phone. And last night, I'm like, man, it seems weird. What time is it right now? I'm like, it's not that late. So it was 12:15. I woke up after, I went to bed early last night. I went to bed like 10:30, so that was weird. But usually I'll sleep 8 hours.
Ooh.
Well, if I get 8 hours, 6 to 8 hours, I'll sleep straight through on my back and get up and have to just gently move the covers to make the bed.
Yes.
But, I usually sleep straight through. The last couple of months has just been weird. I've been waking up like 1 o'clock in the morning every night.
Over the last 3 years, as you know, we have spent an inordinate amount of time just sitting. Have we been putting more stress on our spines than we would have had we been standing?
So we talk about the standing. We talk about sitting as the new smoking, sitting bent slightly forward. And if you're sitting at the desk all day long, get up. You know, get up every 15, 20 minutes, stand up and sit back down. You don't have to go anywhere, but just get up and do a little stretch and sit back down. That'll be the best thing for you. Standing, we see that there's a lot of standing desks, but people are standing wrong. They're just still standing bent slightly forward, leaning over the table. Now, put a foot up on one, put a box underneath your desk and put a foot up on there. Put a little step stool in there. Keep changing feet. Get your shoulders back, your head up. Go into there. Do a lunge-like stance at the stand-up desk and do like a little scissors stance. Change things around a little bit. Move. It's all about movement. So we talk about movement is fine. That's what we want. We want mobility. Just don't sit still all day. Just do something different. Well, my ergonomic specialist put me like this. Great. Move around. Check it out and then go back to that and do something different. But you just can't sit in the same position all day long or stand in the same position all day long.
How does stress, of all things, work against us to become a major cause of back pain?
Stress.
An invisible stress.
An invisible stress. Here's the thing with invisible stress. It's usually not invisible. You see somebody, you walk into a room, their head's down, their shoulders are forward. What's the matter? Nothing. Don't lie to me.
Yeah.
What's the matter? Well, I got this going on. I got stress. Right? So the invisible stress shows up in postures, shows up in facial expressions, shows up in head forward posture, shows up. And you have to be able to recognize that and say, okay, here's what you need to do, because that's going to lead to other things. But stress, we know three things cause a subluxation:
thoughts, traumas, and toxins.
You got it, baby. And they're all stresses, right? So if we're putting stress on the invisible stress of toxins in our food, the invisible stress of thoughts, putting stress on our system, having a physiological effect on us. We know it's all energy. We know if we're going to manifest things, David, we have to make sure that we're thinking the right thoughks. Yeah, we want to do that. You know, I was talking to somebody yesterday. We were talking about, I'll manifest that for you. You're going to do what? You're going to manifest that for me? All right, that's great. I think that was called hope back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, we had hope. You know, I hope this works out for me. I hope this happens. I'm manifesting that to happen. I can't control it. I'm not going to, put it in exist, but I'm gonna hope that it happens. I'm going to have hope. It's my hope. It's not yours to take away from me. So I'm going to keep my hope. And if we want to call that manifesting or putting that out into the universe or whatever else, great. But I think that's, that maybe decreases our stress a little bit to have that hope. So and try to work towards that?
You know, a lot of people believe that their back pain can only be corrected by invasive surgery.
Oh, yeah.
Will you see a person prepping for surgery and then offer a different, less invasive option before they hit the table?
We saw one yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, so this guy's scheduled for orthopedic consult here in 2 weeks. And I said, great, give me those 2 weeks. And we're hoping he, yesterday was his first visit. We're hoping he, because he already has hardware in his neck. So we're hoping that we can prevent any further surgery and get him to where we have that a lot. We have people scheduled for surgery.
Right.
Okay, let's give it a little bit of time. Let's give it a little bit of time here, and then maybe put that off a little bit, and some of them never get to the surgeon.
How often are you right in making a qualified decision on their behalf that they don't need back surgery?
I don't know. I think I'm always right. I'm just kidding. So I always give my optimum recommendations, and I always give what I think from my experience, and from their decision has to be there too. If they think that they want to do surgery and that's where they're going, there's nothing to stop them. If they want to try to help prevent that and try to get to the point where they may not need surgery and go for another consult and say, well, here's where I'm at right now. Do we still want to do this? That's their choice. The problem is, some people don't listen. Okay, listen, I need to see you. It's Wednesday. I need to see you every day this week. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Let's try to clear things up by the weekend, and see if we can get you because we've got another week for surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we can do. Let's hit this hard. Well, maybe not. Maybe I'll come in next week. And okay, you do you, man. So we can only offer our optimum recommendations and from our experience and from our science and from our philosophy, and give that to the patient. But if they don't want to accept it, that's up to them. And a lot of people have their mindset. And the cool thing is they're in our office, so we know there's some discrepancy in their thoughts. So if they're in there thinking, help me out a little bit before, because I really don't want to do this, even though I'm telling you I want to do this surgery, I don't know if I want to do it. So I'm giving it the last ditch effort, and we see that a lot. We're a lot of last ditch effort kind of peeps as we see.
You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. Our next conversation with Dr. Kersey, a big Eagles fan, continues right after these messages. You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. I'm Dave Stroh. I'm going to hit you with something in present day.
You going to hurt me?
Yep, hit you.
Oh.
What do you think will be the combination that will defeat COVID and its future variants?
Oh, internal resistance. That's it. I mean, just take better care of yourself. I really do think it comes from resistance. And that's how we've gotten through our entire world, by fighting off opportunistic organisms that come around. And when we have stress and fear and everything that decreases our resistance, and we're not eating healthy and we're not exercising, we're not sleeping, we're going to decrease our resistance. So it's all about resistance. And I think if we rely on jabs and drugs, it's just not going to get there. Health comes from within. It's been that way from the start.
Yes.
We have to have a good internal working and that's the way it is.
How do you feel as a doctor, chiropractic, living amongst and with the virus, as your patients are these days?
I have no fear of that little virus.
All right. So
I have no fear. And that's the thing. I had a guy yesterday. He had a swollen lymph node, and he's talking to me, and he's like, ah, and he coughs in my face. I'm like, oh, that's nice, you dude. And I'm like, all right. So, and I think, well, I got a pretty good resistance right now. And, we're not wearing masks anymore. We don't have to do that.
Right.
Thank God. So we just have to think that, they're out there already. And we have those people that are just, that's just the way they are. They don't have concern like that. But I don't have concern either. I'm like, I don't have the virus. If I'm taking everything I should be taking and like supplements, and I'm getting my good nutrition, and I'm exercising, I'm thinking right, and I'm getting my rest, and I'm getting adjusted, my nervous system's at top peak, and I don't have that worry.
Are you sensitive to false information about COVID, what you deem false?
So that's a good one, because back when this all started, I thought, well, it's going to be done in a month. I said, this is going to be over in a month, right? And then I thought, well, maybe not, right? Yeah, maybe a year.
Okay, maybe 2 years.
maybe three. Maybe a decade. Wait, I got the COVID. And then throughout that time, I said, this is ridiculous. What they're telling us is not the truth, right? And I said, well, the truth's going to come out. I mean, a lot of us, and then I get sent emails and letters and all this other stuff. I'm like, man, there's some dark holes you can go down, some deep rabbit holes. So read a lot of that, read a lot of the other stuff. And what we thought in the beginning was pretty much what we thought. And I think it was done the wrong way. I think there was a lot of lies. I think a lot of people made money. And I think the pharmaceutical industry did very well. And I think we're still listening to the people that hurt us. And I just don't get it. And I think that if we, the media and the pharmaceutical companies all working together and the government's working out, I don't buy it. I really don't think there was anything in the beginning that we should have been, let's lock ourselves up. Let's work on your internal resistance. Let's work on health instead of the other thing. And we didn't. We didn't focus on the right thing. I don't think we ever focused on the right thing, which is yourself. And take care of yourself. Oh, we got to take care of number one. And nothing wrong with the people that say this, but I'm wearing my mask for your protection. No, you're not. You're decreasing your own protection. I just don't get it. I think we should work on ourselves, increasing our internal resistance, and I think that's the way it should be. I mean, people with, different comorbidities and everything, they'd be more careful. Okay, be more careful, but work on yourself.
What questions are you raising today in regards to long COVID? Because it's out there.
It's a tough one, right? So we have a patient with long COVID with some severe blood clotting and some other things, and she's going to a physician's assistant in town who's got a protocol with different supplements and different drugs to try to treat long COVID. And I think he's doing a wonderful job. And he's now treating the symptoms of the symptoms of the symptoms, which is because we had this and we had that and the vaccine and the vaccine injury and that we have this. So there's so much out there. Now we have to deal with that. I mean, now we're not dealing with COVID. Now we're dealing with we got the vaccine because we didn't want to get COVID. Then we got vaccine injury. Then we got COVID. And now we're dealing with long COVID. And this poor person, I mean, poor lady is dealing with so much stuff. We have this one person who is now doing her own research and doing everything she needs to do and going to different providers to try to get through this. And thank God she's made it through. She's had enough resistance, enough, hardiness to her that she's done very well and she's got through all this. And now we have to rely on other providers to take care of the symptoms and signs and conditions that are because of the original cause, which was damn COVID.
Was the coronavirus, was it a foreshadowing, a warning even, of a different future?
yeah. So, I mean, it definitely changed it. These unforeseen times.
Yes.
These uncertain times. Oh, man, the fear. I mean, the slogans that went on with that, right? They were telling you that these are different times. These are the times to try men's souls. Remember that old saying?
I do.
These are the times. What about the women's souls? What about the children's souls? This is a trying time, and they're going to put you through it. But that was fear. We're going to cause so much fear. We're going to change your world like you wouldn't believe. We're going to make you work at home. New federal regulations can't work from home anymore. Now you got to go back to the office. Did you hear that one?
I have.
Yeah. So they have all these things. Now we're going to change things. Now we're going to undo the mandate. Since it's going to be mandated, we undo the mandate. So it's crazy. And things have changed, Dave.
Yes.
And we didn't, I don't think because you gave me questions, but we really asked Dave's opinion. I think our opinions were a little bit different at the beginning, right? I mean, in the beginning, they were no.
Yeah.
They were a little different, but
I just kept mine to myself. I don't have a show.
You're fun. But that's the conversation, right? I mean, we have to have conversations with people in our office that are on one side, and I might be on the other, but I got to understand where they're coming from and understand their perspective and not make them feel bad about their perspective. And at the same time, I'm going to give you my opinion if you want it. If you ask for it, I'll give it to you. You asked, Dave, so I gave it.
Yeah.
But that's it. That's my opinion.
And you've been accepting of my opinion.
Oh, I accept your opinion. I just have a different one.
Yeah.
And some people do, and some people don't.
Yeah.
And we accept all those people because they're people. And we wanted, just like with our chiropractic practice, we have patient-centered care. I'm a person-centered person as well. I want to let you know that I respect your opinion, and I'm not gonna fight you. You have a different political opinion. Great, that's your opinion. You have a different opinion of what color the sky is. Great, that's your opinion. I'm just going to give you mine.
You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. Our conversation with Dr. Kersey continues after these messages. You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. I'm Dave Stroh. Dr. Kersey, let me ask you this as soon as I find it. Today, when it comes to conversations about COVID and immunity, who do you believe to be qualified to speak up?
I believe that the chiropractors are well qualified to speak up on anything as far as immune systems or overall function of the body. I think the medical doctors will do a fine job of speaking up because there's a lot of them out there that have different views. I think any healthcare professional should have his opinion and from where they come from. And I just think that that's what makes this world such a wonderful place, that we could all have our opinions. And what you should do is take all those opinions and form your own. And I think that's where you do research every week to get to this point where you can ask me something and I have to off the cuff scramble in my head and go, okay, here it is, right? Because I have that knowledge behind me of almost 30 years of dealing with
patients. Well, I hope you do.
Right? So I feel confident in what I'm going to say. And just like you do the research, in this, we should do research on our health. We should do our own research and figure out what's going on and ask different opinions and form your own opinion. You take everybody's. You take my advice. I'm not using it. That's a Jersey original, by the way. So that's what I think we should do. You know, we look at different things, and you know, maybe the other chiropractor says, you know, hey, Jersey, it's all about interval training. Maybe I should look at interval training. Okay, I'll think about it. I'll use that as part of my thinking about what kind of exercises I should do today. But maybe I won't do it. Maybe I will. And who knows who's right. But we have to just, make our own decisions.
In the age of COVID, the human immune system has taken center stage. Do we have a better understanding of how our immune system works or doesn't these days?
I don't think anybody's really talking about immune function. I mean, they're talking about immune system. Well, this will boost your immune. I don't think so. I think that we're still, with everything, it's still not relying. Nobody's actually out there saying, you know, your immune system takes care of you on a regular basis. We should probably make sure your nervous system is functioning well to make sure your immune system is functioning well, because your immune system is a function of the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
So, but nobody's talking about that. Nobody's talking about internal resistance. They're not talking, well, take this and take that. They're still talking outside in instead of inside out.
If disease is the enemy, our enemy, then are the cells that make up the immune system the defense forces that take on, and they do battle with the invaders of our body. And does chiropractic care strengthen those cells?
Yes. So chiropractic care is going to remove nerve interference from the nervous system so that immune system can function properly. And without proper nervous system flow, there is not going to be proper immune system. And when we do an adjustment, there is an immune response. It has been proven there is an immune response with the interleukins, and there are and T cells, and just it, there is it's out there. So when we talk about that, but nobody talks about that.
No,
nobody talks about that, and we're not really getting deep involved. If you want me to, I could actually get that neurology of the subluxation and the adjustment. We'll bring that in to where that immune system actually has that response. I have that information somewhere, and I can't just rattle that off because I ain't that skilled at mattering. But yeah, but we know that happens, and we know that's a response, and we know that people stay healthier during with chiropractic care during pandemics. We just know that's to be true. It was true in 1918, mm-hmm. true today, and we like to see that increased resistance.
So here we are at the end of the program. Let's talk about the Jersey Chiropractic Hours here in Anchorage.
Good morning. Let's see. We have patient care every day, Monday through Friday, and we see patients Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 to 12 and 2:36, and then 2:36 on Tuesday and Thursday. So we do other stuff during the time that we aren't seeing patients. But everybody's like, oh, what time are you open today? 2:30. Okay, I'll get there at 2:30. No. Call us, because 2:30, that's what everybody comes in. 10 o'clock, everyone comes in. So it's we like appointments. We're walk-in friendly, but we really value our appointments.
Dr. Jersey, I want to thank you for sharing this hour with us. And getting really heated.
I'm really hot today.
If you would like to live a life of better health, you can call Jersey Chiropractic at what number?
569-9355.
Dr. Jersey is going to join us again next Tuesday at 8 a.m. for another Conversation Unlimited. Have a good week, my friend.
Dave.
I'm Dave Stroh. You have a good week.